Talk to just about any cartoonist, and you'll soon find the kid who was doodling through school and decorating his or her homework from an early age. Mark Fiore, who won last year's Pulitzer Prize for his online animated political cartoons, readily admits to sharing that past. But he recalls newspapers as his portal to that realm.
My path to journalism and doing what I'm doing started by coming across this thing that landed on the front doorstep on Sunday morning that was covered in colorful cartoons. So I started there with Garfield and Peanuts and everything along those lines. And gradually I figured out, hey, those are in the paper every day. You find black and white ones during the week. And then before I knew it, I was rifling through other parts of the paper to look for more cartoons and found the political cartoons.
During high school, Fiore's interest settled on political cartooning, which he went on to do for the San Jose Mercury and the San Francisco Chronicle. And though he soon jumped ship to dive into the emerging world of digital animation, he took with him a key lesson from his print experience.
One of the most important things you could learn from doing that is how to speak concisely, how to get the maximum impact from the minimal amount of words in a panel. I am basically doing the same thing, it's just a multi-panel format.
Now that his work takes the form of weekly animations up to 2 minutes long, Fiore says applying that lesson to a longer script is consistently his greatest challenge.
All the script writing is first, and that's definitely the more painful part. That's the part that really matters the most in my mind. They definitely have a lot more packed in there, and it's a lot more involved script than you would see in a single panel cartoon. It's definitely a big hurdle to get over every week, get a good script out, and then dive into the production side.
Over the past 10 years or so, Fiore has developed a cast of recurring characters, which he says help him focus his commentary on issues rather than individuals.
Rather than go the route of caricature like more traditional political cartoonists go, I like to bring in more characters to represent different aspects of politics or of the world out there.
Winning the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning last April was not just an honor for Fiore personally, it also marked some unprecedented recognition for his medium, as he was the first prize winner whose work appears only online. It's not something he takes lightly.
The largest way that it's changed me professionally is that it's put a little bit more of an expectation on the work that I'm doing. I feel like now I've got to live up to that. I can't just sit back and coast from now on. Now I kind of have to look at it and say, okay, well, God, now I'm a Pulitzer winner. I've got to look like one. Got to keep up appearances.
But he's not about to pull any punches with the brashly progressive viewpoints his cartoons typically feature.
What I like to say is I'm doing kind of an insidious thing by luring people in with cute little characters and funny cartoons, and then you kind of hammer them over the head subtly.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.